Ron, we have a dadgummit reported so far today. Keith Butler has spoken to the media via Brooke Breyer. Keith Butler on Lamar Jackson, and I quote, "We don't have his number. The kid was a dadgum MVP last year. I don't think anybody has his number." Good to get a dadgummit this early in the week. Yes, Ron?
Yeah, it is. And I would disagree with Keith. I think they've done a very good job against Lamar Jackson, maybe as good as anybody in the league. Well, I mean, Kansas City certainly did well against him, but he's a great player. He's a legitimate MVP last year, and the Steelers, the two times they've played him last year and this year, you know, should have beat him last year and did beat him this year. So I think they've done a real nice job against him.
Yeah, they have a bunch of turnovers, bunch of sacks, have kept the scores pretty well intact. I mean, last year, yes, they should have won the game. I don't think there's any question about that. Juju fumbled it away that day. But Lamar is an interesting case, isn't he, Ron? I mean, he's still incredibly dangerous, and I wonder if people are judging him fairly or unfairly this year. I really do. I mean, you take away DeCastro and Pouncey from Ben, or DeCastro, and I think Al's having a great year protecting Ben's blind side. Take away Pouncey and Al right now. And then take away, he's not going to have a couple of his weapons later. Ingram has basically eroded, and he doesn't have a lot of weapons on the outside. Yet we're still talking about a guy who has 15 touchdowns against six picks. He's got a 93 passer rating, not great. And he's also the 14th leading rusher in the NFL. I don't think he's ever going to eclipse what he did last year. I don't think a lot of quarterbacks ever are going to eclipse what he did last year. But I still consider him to be a major threat and a good NFL quarterback. And I think he's playing under extremely adverse circumstances this year that would hamper anybody, starting with the fact you take away by far his two best offensive linemen, including the guy who's on his block. Well, actually, he's a lefty, so the guy who's keeps people from going right in his grill, right?
Oh, I'm not disputing your point. He's still very much a threat. My only point was the Steelers have done a pretty good job against him. I don't know if they figured him out, but they have done a pretty good job against him. We'll see if that lasts, but he's certainly capable of putting together a good game this week. I don't think by any stretch this game is a gimme for the Steelers, you know, despite all the Ravens' recent problems. They're going to have to go out and earn it. And Baltimore, you know, isn't going to be afraid to come in here because they've won a lot of big games here over the years.
Yeah, they won't be. No, there's no argument that the Steelers have been outstanding against Lamar. But how would you appraise him right now at this point in his career, and how would you account for his down year?
Well, I think the injuries you mentioned are part of it. I think teams have scouted him, coached him a little up against him a little better. You know, they're making him throw the ball to the outside, and he has not shown that he can do that on a consistent basis. He's still, you know, unbelievable threat as a running back. So I think a number of factors. You know, he wasn't going to be as good as he was last year. I think you said it'd be hard to see any guy, quarterback, ever matching what he did last year. So, I mean, I think there was a natural drop-off there, but it's probably been a little more pronounced than they would have hoped for in Baltimore. I mean, you know, I thought he was clearly the MVP last year, but to me, he's not even in Mahomes' stratosphere right now. And that's not necessarily, you know, damning him because Mahomes is so spectacular. But, I mean, I look at one and then I look at the other, and to me, it's not even close, Joe.
Oh, my God, no. Did I call? I called Jackson a lefty. I think I've lost my mind here today, Ron. Of course he's a righty, and of course Ronnie Stanley was the guy blocking his blind side. So, like I said, take away the Steelers' two best offensive linemen. Take away any team's two best linemen, and I think that that's going to hamper your quarterback. Not to mention his weapons, even from last year, have been reduced, and they're not that good on the outside to begin with. Like, I don't think they've taken care of this guy from a weapons standpoint, do you?
Well, I mean, they had a chance to draft Chase Claypool, right? Well, like, actually, they didn't. They took Dobbins, I guess. Well, they could have drafted Claypool at the end of the first round. They ended up drafting that linebacker. Was Queen. Man, he's a really good player. I don't think anybody's second-guessing that pick. But they, no. You know, they have Big Chest cousin on the outside, Marquise Brown, and that's about it, right? Their receivers are not very good. I mean, when you're tight end, and I'm not saying that tight ends aren't important because they're immensely important, but, you know, Andrews is their best receiver. And I think when a tight end is your best receiving threat, you're probably going to have a little bit of trouble, Joe.
Yeah. I think some of the criticism of Jackson's been unfair, to be honest, this season. I think sometimes, yeah, you just have to look at the overall situation the guy's trying to deal with here. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And he's still dangerous. But, yeah, your beginning point is I just think, fact that the Steelers have figured this guy out better than any team, other than Kansas City, which has had two pretty good games against him as well.
Well, you know, Ron, what I got to say? I got to say about that. Dad Gummit, he's still a pretty damn good quarterback.
Let's put it this way. If I was Keith Butler, I wouldn't be, you know, laughing as I'm watching film. I'm sure they're not doing that. I'm sure there's an immense amount of respect, no matter what team is watching the Ravens, when they watch Lamar Jackson, and they're telling themselves, this guy can kill us if we don't have a good plan here and if we don't do what we're supposed to do, because he has that capability still, I think. Especially, I mean, he has the capability on the ground to go 75 yards anytime he decides to run. That's the first thing I think of, right?
Yes, he does. He absolutely does. You know, he is such a unique player that way. And, you know, I'm sure they're not laughing about it at Steeler headquarters. You're right about that, Joe.
And they just played the Ravens in a game that literally went to the buzzer. And I wouldn't be surprised if this one did too, honestly. I think the Steelers, I think the line's gone up to 4, which sounds about right. They should win the game. I think they have some obvious advantages going into this game, but it's the Ravens. It's still the Ravens. And I've seen other Ravens seasons, by the way, that we all thought, I'll speak for myself, that I thought had fallen apart. A couple of years ago, they went into Baltimore and beat them, and there was talk of Harbaugh being fired, and I wrote about that from Baltimore that day. Another season, they were awful late in the year, and he decided to change offensive coordinators, and they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. So I just have too much respect for that program, that coach, that whole organization, to believe that, like, the wheels are just going to completely come off the Ravens. I don't believe that, and I think they could absolutely turn it around Thursday night.
Well, I think they really better if you know, I mean, their schedule, I think you pointed out yesterday, after this game is not that formidable. So even if they lose, they can still make the playoffs. But, man, I don't think you want to leave anything for granted. I think they want to win today tomorrow or Thursday night, and then that would really help their cause, because right now I believe they're on the outside looking in.
Jeff Hathorn coming up, talking all things Steelers.